Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Lintz reaches second base with a double. Hunt moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball four. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to home to get Lintz. Fairley moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitterwald. The throw from foot and he is safe. Mitterwald steals second. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitterwald moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitterwald scores. Rochelle moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Harris applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lintz takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from foot and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from foot and he is safe. Harris steals second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald is walked intentionally. Rick Rushel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rushel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive off the glove of Hunt, and into shallow left field. Morales reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rushel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Mitterwald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rochel strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Renko strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Munday moves to third. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris is walked intentionally. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munday tags and scores. Cardinal tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Chris Ward pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Swisher now catching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday, who is chasing the ball. Jorgensen reaches third base with a triple. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rochelle moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Rochelle moves to third. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball towards right. Cardinal settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cardinal. Ron Woods pinch runs for Barry Foote. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Foley bunts towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Steve Renko. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Jim Cox pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it, tags Hunt, and over to first to get Cox for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.